It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Here he is, Mayor of Auckland. Phil Goff, good morning.
G'day, Mikey. How are you going?
Good. You've had a rough old week, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
People are hassling you now. People know that you weren't running again for mayor. People know that you're the city council is booting the speedway out of Western Springs. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, well, it's the actual agency that's dealing with speedways called Regional Facilities Auckland, and they've been dealing with speedway, for probably about 5 or 6 years, and the arguments have gone around in circles, and finally the speedway boss, a guy called Bill Buckley, came to council last year and said, actually, we do want to get out of Western Springs. The Environment Court has put a whole lot of limits on us. We can only have 12 uses of the speedway track a year. We'd like to go somewhere where you don't have neighbours
so
that are causing problems.
Yeah.
We want to go to Colindale Park. And I thought, well, Colindale Park was set up as a motor sport precinct.
Whereabouts is that for people who don't know?
Out by the airport. So the only neighbour is the airport, and they'd have a fight over which one made the greatest noise, and I think the airport would win. And I thought that was pretty good. And then councillors decided, for their own reasons, I guess, that they wouldn't vote the money to do some of the development work at Colindale, and that put the kibosh on that in the first instance. What I'm expecting from Speedway is that, you know, we'll put some money up to develop a long-term track. Probably there'll be about, you know, there's about $19 million in it, but they've got to make a contribution as well. And it's just not clear to me yet what sort of contribution they are ready or able to make. But at the moment, you know, it just seems that the bosses of Speedway and the bosses of RFA are taking, long-distance shots at each other, and it's getting more heat than light generated around it. And basically what I've said, you know, hey, calm down, guys, work out what's going to happen for the future, what's the best long-term prospects for Speedway, and how can we get there? And, you know, they're meeting again later this week. I hope, having bloodied each other's nose, they'll be a bit more focused on what the future might provide and what the real options are and come to some agreement. And, you know, certainly, you know, I've had the chief executive of council and some of the councillors that have got an interest in this area working hard with both parties. Let's hope that they can reach a resolution, and if they can't, then we'll have to make a decision in the end what happens to it.
That seems pretty clear as in to who's making the whose idea it was. And I mean, obviously the restrictions put on the Speedway come from council, but I mean, if the Speedway want to shift, the Speedway want to shift.
Well, the restrictions put on by the Environment Court, actually, so
right.
Nobody can
Sorry.
Change that. Yeah,
right.
The local residents, you know, there was a big hoo-ha about it years back, and the local residents said, these things are driving us mad, you know, a lot of noise, and there was debates both ways, you know, well, Speedway was there first, etc. But the fact is, you know, the town has moved around Speedway, and it's a whole lot more intensive housing there, and you got the zoo next door, and it's not ideal, although the fans love it. The drivers, by a big majority, I understand, want to move to Colindale, and the promoter of Speedway's, Bill Buckley, wanted to move to Colindale, and I thought that was the right solution. So we got a bit more work to do.
Can't keep everyone happy, though, can you?
It
does seem sort of ludicrous that it is at Western Springs, though. I mean, you know,
well, historically, you know, it was there way back in the 1930s, and in the 1930s, there wasn't that much housing around.
Yeah, I know it's neat fun, but man, the noise is just—it's
pollution. Yeah,
that's noise pollution. You know, what I mean, even if you don't like a band, at least it's somebody making music. You know.
Yeah. You know, and the concert.
Oh, look, I don't know. Maybe there's people who think the same about cars. I don't know. I just don't dig. I'm not so big on the brum brum.
I just think, yeah. Hey, let's look at the long term. The long term is let's put it somewhere where you can have as many meets as you like. Like, you won't disturb any of your neighbours. We can have a fit-for-purpose track, and as time goes by, you can improve the facilities there. And that, to me, is the right solution. But people have just got to work through the options. But, you know, what I get coming to me all the time is this group and that group, you know, RFA said they want $91 million for a new cricket ground. Well, we don't have that money, so it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, Eden Park says we want $105 million. Well, I'm sorry, you know, we don't own Eden Park and we don't govern it, but let's see what we can do to keep Eden Park going for the next few years. But it may have to be by way of a loan rather than a grant. But everybody says, you know, we want this from council, we want that from council. And by the way, council stopped rating us so much. Well, I'm sorry, you can't keep demanding more and more things and then say, but we're not going to support it. And I've just got to keep the clamp on the level of expenditure. And there are things that are nice to have, like the cricket ground at Western Springs is a really nice to have, but we don't have the money for it at the moment, and therefore it won't happen.
Someone here saying, look, sucks for the Speedway. It's like if I moved out to Pihara and started complaining about the noise of the waves.
Well, not really, is it? Really?
No, well, look,
It's cars.
But what people have got to understand is...
120,000 people went to Speedway last summer. People are saying here, 90 years of history, you can't knock a 90-year-old building down. Speedway's has no worth to cricket supporting RFA, boffins. What's it going on here? And then they're just blithering.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is they are constrained through the Environment Court, and that's not going to go away. We don't have any power to change that. And there's going to be more and more pressure coming on from the local residents. Let's get a long-term solution. And, you know, yeah, people are attached to the fact they've been going to Speedway at Western Springs for a long way. I understand that. But in the end, you've got to find a practical solution. And, you know, council has said, hey, we'll put some of this money up, but you guys, you've got to put some money up yourself, because the ratepayer can't meet the full cost of every organisation that comes to it and says, we want to do this.
I know people love Speedway, but for people who don't love Speedway, it's like a good 8 or 9 hours of leaf blowers.
Yeah,
pretty much full tit going leaf, like 200 leaf blowers all going for 6 or 7 hours.
I get correspondence from local residents, and they're unhappy about it, and they've said, look, we've put up with it year after year, knowing that it's ultimately going to move. It's time for it to move. So you can't please all the people on that one, but let's try to find a solution that works best for everybody. And, you know, that just means, you know, maybe folk have got to stop yelling at each other and listen to each other and see what we can come up with.
So what about people start speaking to people yelling at each other? Who would have thought you would have Chris Dixon giving you grief over the proposal to put another dolphin out off Queen's Wharf?
Well, this is all very well, but, you know, each cruise ship that comes in puts $1 million into the New Zealand economy. That means jobs. That means income for businesses. And, you know, I don't want to put any more concrete into the harbour either.
Well, apparently in 2016 you stood for that. You said, Auckland is standing behind me and saying that one more metre of the harbour should be infilled for commercial activity. I agree with you. One more metre.
And that was about the Bledisloe Wharf and the port. And I said also at the time, hey, you know, the port will ultimately move, but cruise ships will always come into Auckland, and they're worth about, I think, $181 million to us at the moment. And I've got to think about people's jobs and people's incomes. And I wanted a simple concrete dolphin out from Queen's Wharf, and by the time the bloody boffins had got hold of it...
Who are the bloody boffins?
These are the people in the ports of Auckland, the harbour board, the harbour master, Panuku. You know, they wanted two dolphins, and then they wanted a walkway. I strongly opposed the walkway. I said, no, that's not necessary. But you've got to find a balance, and the balance is between jobs and the economy in Auckland and protecting our environment. And, you know, even some of the people that are, you know, in Stop Stealing Our Harbours are saying, actually, we probably think that extending Captain Cook Wharf would be the right thing to do.
Now, which one's Captain Cook Wharf?
That's the one right next to Queen's Wharf,
between
Queen's Wharf and Bledisloe. And, you know, if we could get those bloody cars off Bledisloe, you'd have the possibility of using Bledisloe for the cruise liners. But
that's a nice little wharf, that one.
The Marsden's coming out. That's being stripped out, so we are taking some concrete out of the harbour. The Dolphin was seen to be the way. The whole new generation of cruise ships are going to be a whole lot bigger. They're 360 metres rather than, you know, a whole lot less than that, I think.
But, I mean, our harbour's only as big as it is. So we can't keep just squeezing.
No, and I agree with that. There's there's got to be strict limits. And at the moment, you've got independent hearing commissioners, and then you'll maybe have the Environment Court that'll look at it objectively, peruse the evidence and say, this is a good idea or a bad idea. They'll ultimately make the decision. But, you know, should the council have made the decision that no dolphin, and the cruise industry then said, well, our whole new generation of cruise ships aren't coming to Auckland, I'd have a group of people making just as loud a noise in the other direction. This is costing Auckland hundreds of millions of dollars because we're not getting the benefit of a cruise ship industry, which is growing over time, and it is. And it is a benefit to Auckland, and everybody knows it.
So how come the Harbour Master's got more say in this than you?
Well,
Mayor of Auckland?
Strangely enough, the mayor doesn't have control over health and safety factors, and the harbour master said, "Oh no, they need to have a walkway to go out and tie the ships up to that." In Sydney, I know for a fact they just go out in the fizz boat and they tie it up, and I didn't think that was a great health and safety factor. But my views don't prevail over the harbour master's on specialist areas like that, and probably that's the appropriate thing. Doesn't mean to say that I think the decision was still wrong.
So, well, tell me a wee bit about here. The Marine Industry Association says scalping around the America's Cup is going to damage the country's reputation as a welcoming place for super yachts. Now, super yachts and some cruise ships, you're planning to charge them a new anchorage fee. Are they charged a fee at the moment?
They've always been, the super yachts, when they come in for berthing or for mooring, have always been charged a fee. And, you know, these are vessels that are very big vessels, and the fees charged are quite high. What's important, and I've asked for a report on that this morning after reading that article, because they're saying, oh, for mooring it might cost $1,400 or $1,500 a day.
$1,200 a day. A 50-metre vessel would have to pay the council around $1,200 per day to anchor in the Hauke Gulf.
That seems quite a lot to me. I just want to make sure that they get the balance right.
To go and berth somewhere else.
Yeah, if they put the price too high, you destroy the market. If you put the price too low, then the cost of our facilities are subsidising the owners of super yachts, and I'm not keen to do that. They're pretty well off. They're not hard up at all. So it's a case of, I think, Team New Zealand and Panuku getting together and sorting out what an appropriate fee is and working that through, because I think the Harbour Master's been involved in this one again. We need to set the price at a level that doesn't kill the golden goose, but doesn't, you know, for the marine berths, we've got to build those, and that costs a whole lot of money. So we're going to want to get a return on the investment we make, because Auckland ratepayers won't want to subsidise super yacht owners. So it's just finding that balance, and I want to make sure they've found that balance right, and they come back with a figure that makes sense to everyone. Haven't done that.
Very quickly, Phil, what are you excited about this week?
What am I excited about?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good question. I went up to the QMU Agriculture and Production Society day up in QMU.
Oh, good day! Apparently great day.
And I'm going up to Warkworth to the ANP show. So I like those. I love watching the woodcutters and the horses and the motorbikes and all the exhibitions. And it's great when the country comes to the town. And
especially when you've got a super city that stretches out to right into the country and then back into the town and then back over into the country again.
Well, but most people don't realise that 80% of Auckland land use is rural. So we're a bloody big rural area. And, you know, I think just tying together the town and the country in the way those ANP shows do is pretty good.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Okay.
Have a nice time.
See you next week.
Speak to you again this time next week.
Okay, mate. Cheers. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.